KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning, gradually becoming partly sunny and a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, Pottawatomie County Division of Public Health officials and their partners will be activating a call center this morning for residents with questions relating to COVID-19. The call center will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, effective today. Call center numbers are 712-890-5368 or 5369. Outside of the county call center hours, questions can be directed to the United Way's 211 resource hotline. And for more information on the coronavirus, you can visit the Pott County website or IDPH's webpage. Both links are provided in this same story on the webpage at KJAN.com. Look into the news section. The Pottawatomie County Public Health Department issued a statement Tuesday afternoon with regard to concerns about the COVID-19 exposure to the general public who may have eaten at a Council Bluffs Panera restaurant. Officials say there are no public health recommendations from the Iowa Department of Public Health or Pott County Public Health for customers at local or any other Panera Bread locations in Iowa, for that matter, to self-monitor or quarantine themselves. Authorities do recommend that all community members continue to practice good hygiene, and this will help protect people from both the influenza and COVID-19. And those practices include cleaning your hands frequently with soap and water, cover your coughs and sneezes, preferably with a Kleenex or some sort of studded tissue, and if all else fails, into your elbow and upper arm. Contain the germs, if you have them, by staying at home when you're ill. And again, for more information regarding COVID-19 in Pottawatomie County, you can visit their website at pcema-ia.org. State officials say there are now 13 presumed cases of COVID-19 in Iowa after five more were identified Tuesday. 12 people in Johnson County and one person in Pottawatomie County tested presumptive positive for the disease caused by the new coronavirus. The Johnson County cases are in people who all went on a recent cruise in Egypt. Governor Kim Reynolds spoke with reporters Tuesday before the latest results were announced.
Naturally, many questions are being asked about the individuals that have been affected by the virus. While we will provide information that's relevant to protecting the health of the public, we will not provide some of the details about the Iowans affected out of respect for their privacy.
A total of 21 people from Johnson County went on a cruise to Egypt. 22 other Iowans were aboard a cruise boat that's been off the California coast after some passengers tested positive. 18 of those Iowans are coming home from California aboard a charter flight. None of them are showing symptoms of COVID-19.
We are asking that they have an assessment done before they board the chartered plane to come back home. We're asking that they do an assessment once they get here, and then I think the plan is to maybe then have them self-isolate for 14 days just to take all, to make sure that we're taking all precautions that we can. But we're still working through some of those details, but they will be finalized before they come back home.
Officials are not revealing how the patients in Johnson County returned to Iowa or where they may have gone in the community before self-isolating at home.
Based on the Iowa Department of Public Health's investigation, we know that these individuals had limited interaction in their communities, and they did not attend any large public events. So the potential risk to others is considered low.
Dr. Caitlin Padotti, the state medical director, amplified that message.
Right now, there's not any kind of public notification that the public needs to be aware of.
Reynolds said the Pottawatomie County patient had traveled recently to California and is self-isolating at home.
The reality is COVID-19 is now here, and we can expect the number of tests and the number of positive cases will continue to increase in the days to come. While this news is concerning, it's not cause for alarm. I want to assure Iowans that we are prepared and we are taking additional steps to ensure access to resources to effectively manage the situation.
The governor said the state will get a batch of federal money sometime in April to help cover the costs of investigating COVID-19 cases and other expenses. And the president of Grinnell College has told students that they must leave the East Central Iowa campus by March 23rd to help halt the spread of the new coronavirus disease. Classes will continue to meet through Friday, the last day before spring break. A Tuesday letter from President Raynard Kington says that after March 30th, Grinnell College will shift to online classes for the rest of the semester. The college will cancel all athletic events, including practices, for the rest of the semester. Kington also said the college might cancel May's commencement ceremony and other large events. In the funeral announcements, Irene Reichel, age 91, of Manning, died Saturday at Acura Healthcare in Manning. A mass of Christian burial for Irene Reichel will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Laura E. Smith, age 98, of Adair, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Laura Smith will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Marion Cornelson, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Marion Cornelson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Grand Mound, Iowa. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gina Rose Ports, age 91, of Red Oak, died Sunday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Gina Ports will be Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Red Oak, with the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak in charge of the arrangements. Leslie Nation, age 73, of Dexter, died Saturday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Leslie L. Nation will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter is in charge of the arrangements. Merlin Sievers, or Sivers, age 93, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at the Thomas Rest Haven Nursing Home. Funeral services for Merlin Sievers will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Also, Donald Pelzer, age 83, of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Donald Pelzer are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.